Okay. In our new location, welcome everybody and good morning to you all to our second IFRS Advisory Council meeting in 2019. And as I said, our new location, the Hilton Canary Wharf. So in some ways, it's not too different from what we had before. It's just an enormous table and it's a very big room. So we'll see how we go here. But welcome here, and I'm pleased to have you here. We have one new member to welcome to his first meeting this time, and that is Garth Jones, who was appointed from the beginning of this year. Unfortunately, he couldn't make the first meeting. So welcome, Garth, to this meeting. We do, unfortunately, have about four apologies from members, and there are obviously, just looking around the table, there are a few people still to join us, whether they are here and can't find the Hilton or whether their transport hasn't got here, I'm not sure. However, they are here. Our term is up for, or otherwise it is at last meeting, for 13 of us, I think is the number that I counted to over these next 2 days. I will not make any further comment on that now. However, we'll make some further comments in relation to that in our concluding session tomorrow. We have joining us during the period today three trustees joining us. Erki, our chair, who is flying in this morning, so he will be a little later and join us probably from about morning tea time. And Michelle, who has been to, Michelle Madeline, who has been to the last couple of meetings, is here. And we have one new member at this meeting, Larry Lever, who is a trustee and is the chair of the Audit, Risk and Finance Committee of the trustees. So welcome to Larry, and I hope you enjoy the 2 days. And board members, over the 2 days, we will have 10 board members join us at various points. In particular, I'd like to welcome the two new board members, and the question is, where are you, to the first, their first IFRS meeting, Rika and Tadu, who were appointed as board members on 1st of July. So welcome to you to the foundation, and members of the council, obviously, welcome them and have a chat with them over the 2 days. Moving then on to this meeting, my feeling is that we're in for some interesting and fascinating discussion over the next 2 days. As Neely said to me yesterday, providing the foundation with some really valuable advice. The past few meetings, we seem to have been able to, or I've managed to, create a theme from the agenda. This meeting, I've actually struggled to do that, other than to say I think that all of the agenda items are totally topical for discussions currently being held at either or both of the trustee meetings in the board. And in fact, Larry said to me just over coffee just now around the risk session that we've got as to how the trustees are addressing that, looking at that at their next meeting as well. And so our meetings really fit with the trustee meeting there. So, you know, agenda items include, for instance, our first one where we consider what the impact of investor technology may be on the future of the foundation's activities. A further enhancement of the foundation's focus on technology. Similarly, the consideration of the relevant way of considering consistent adoption and application of standards. Our topic on effective risk management that I just referred to is one being considered by the trustees and also ties into some of the discussions we had at our last meeting, if you recall, on the threats and opportunities for the foundation from global economic trends. The digital experience agenda item around offerings to our customers and stakeholders too is top of mind for staff currently now as well. So overall, a wide variety of topics, all with our advice having the potential to have a significant influence on the next steps from a foundation perspective. This meeting, we've got three breakout agenda items, so ensuring that we all have an easier opportunity to contribute our insights and valuable advice. However, I will, as I do at every meeting, encourage you, please, to contribute to the discussions. The reason that you are here, that you are sitting around this table, is so that your experience and expertise can be shared for the benefit of the Foundation. You've been chosen because of that experience and expertise. And a reminder that the report back of the breakout sessions will be through the panel discussions with the breakout chairs. As part of this agenda item, it talks about things that have happened in the last few months, that I should be talking about those. When I thought about that and thought worth covering in my introduction, to be honest, there weren't that many, but the things that I noted were negative interest rates, Brexit, and perhaps not for all of you, but for a significant number of you, of course, what starts on Friday? The Rugby World Cup. And I have to say this, New Zealand has won on the last two occasions, and I just happened to be at the final for both those times. Unfortunately, I can't get anyone to get me into a stadium in Tokyo. However, so those are the three things that I thought were topical at the moment. I'm sure there are many more. Just before we move on to our first agenda items, a couple of administration comments. Remember, if you wish to speak here, your card up like that, and I will call on the relevant people, and you then press the button on your speaker to speak when you're called upon and to close it afterwards, because only four work at one go. I have here and will circulate for you just to reconfirm your attendance or otherwise at dinner, so we'll just pass that round the table. And of course, these at various points during the meeting are a very sophisticated way of showing our views on things, our voting. We'll raise these as I call on them in terms of that voting. That's probably it from me by way of a welcome and introduction. Is there anything from anybody else in terms of a welcome? April, have I forgotten anything?
I don't think so, apart from the fact that for the fire exits, please just go left, out into the main foyer, down the stairs, and out.
Sorry, very important. I should have done that first. I'm very naughty not doing that. And certainly all my boards in New Zealand would tell me off. Okay, on that note then, what I suggest we do is that we move absolutely on to our first agenda item. And our first session this morning, the effect of technology on the investment process. As the agenda says, this session is to hold a panel discussion with key investor participants to understand how investors use technology to analyse information for investment decision-making. The panel discussion itself, I'm absolutely certain, will be really interesting in itself. However, the key for us as IFRS Advisory Council members is to listen to those comments, to take those comments on the use of investor technology, and then think about how do they impact the IFRS Foundation, particularly in the future, and thinking about the areas of standard setting and IFRS taxonomy. So how do they affect the future of what we do? I'm really excited about this session, and I think that we can provide some really valuable advice to both the trustees and the board as a result of listening and sharing and thinking about those things. I thank, before we start, our panellists who are sitting over here at the moment for their contribution, both in terms of the time and commitment to the Foundation and also, of course, their sharing of their intellectual knowledge with us this morning. I will say no more as an introduction. I will say, though, that this first 90-minute session is largely going to be dedicated to the panel's comments. Our opportunity to share our thoughts will be following in the breakout sessions. What I'd like to do now is to introduce both our moderator and our panellists to you this morning. Our moderator is Anne Tarker, who is sitting down here. Anne, of course, is an ISB member and has been since July 2017. I think I've got that right. She joined the ISB from her 20 years in the business school at the University of Western Australia, most recently as a professor. So welcome, Anne, and thank you for agreeing to moderate this panel. The panellist bios are included in the slide pack that we have all got. I'm assuming you've read those. However, a few words about each as my way of introduction. First of all, Nathan Cockrell from Lazard. Nathan is a managing director and co-director of global research for Lazard. He also serves as a research analyst, primarily covering the global consumer discretionary sectors. Nathan began working in the investment field in 1995. Next, we have Jeff Horrell from Refinitiv. Jeff is a director of innovation within Refinitiv Labs. Jeff has created and launched numerous content products to help financial professionals go beyond the information contained within financial statements. He manages the multidisciplinary London Lab of Research and data scientists and user interface and user experience experts. His current focus is helping asset managers with digital transformation. Christine Tan from, and I hope I'm going to pronounce this right, Christine, Edacity. Christine is the co-founder and chief research officer of Edacity. She is also a professor in accounting at Hunter College, City University of New York. At Edacity, Christine oversees all research functions related to financial data analyses, data quality assurance, and the application of machine learning to financial and non-financial data sets. She's a member of both the FASB's Taxonomy Advisory Group and the IFRS Taxonomy Consultative Group. And finally, David Wright from BlackRock. David is a director and the EMEA Head of Project Strategy for the Systematic Active Equity Businesses within BlackRock's Active Equity Group. He's been with BlackRock in various roles since 2001. And with that, Anne, the floor is yours. And I might suggest that us who will have our backs to the panel might move to the side so that we can hear and engage better.